Huh? You look kind of lost. Hey, you, can you see me? You kind of look like you can see me. Hello? Why do you seem so shocked? I mean, I know I'm a ghost, but you really seem like you're out of it. It's been over 100 years since someone's seen me last, so it's pretty cool seeing you react to me. Why are you so scared? Don't you think it's a little bit weird? I mean, yeah, I guess it's not normal for you to see a ghost every day, but then again, you're still able to talk to me. Which means I guess you have enough courage to do something like this. Which, it's a little weird to be summoning ghosts like this, but I commend you. I'm sorry, I just really didn't expect to see someone all of a sudden. And especially for them to see me. I promise you, it's been a really long time. I guess you really have me lost, you know? It's nothing I would have had on my bingo card. You're still shaking, darling. Why is that? It's fine, I guess, but when I see you stressed out like this, it makes me stressed too. I don't like seeing people so afraid when they see me. I'm not scary, right? I thought I was at least a little attractive. At least when I was alive. And I don't think I look too much different, right? Just a bit transparent. Well, thank you for the compliment. Why did you just start calming down after I started talking about how nice I look? Are you interested? I'm sorry to say that it might be pretty hard for you to get anything from a ghost, you know? Can't you literally see through me, so I guess it's your loss. It's been really hard being like this. I've kind of lost my understanding of what it's like to be human anymore. I feel like I've lost all my empathy for people. Not because I wanted to, it's just, it's been so long since I've been alive. And it takes a lot of time to try to remember all those thoughts I used to have. The longer the days go, the more I forget, so I just like enjoying the life I live now. I would like to know, though, why do you think a ghost of all things is attractive? I mean, surely you think I'm somewhat nice or maybe approachable for a ghost that you've never met before. I know a lot of ghosts like to be a bit mean. They like to scare people and spook them by moving a cup or something. But you don't seem afraid. I guess maybe the age I appear now might be around yours. I died around your age, you know. It was unfortunate, but I'm not complaining because if I look like this for the rest of my ghostly life, then I guess I lucked out. Especially if humans like you are staring for so long. And, contrary to popular belief, just because I'm a ghost doesn't mean I can't feel anything. There is an unspoken ghost rule, which technically we can feel humans. If we hold hands or stuff like that, I just can't do it without permission. I know it's kind of weird, but it's probably something you wouldn't even think about. Ghosts that possess others are usually breaking the moral code we have. Would you want to feel my hands? I'm pretty sure a mortal like you wouldn't really know what to do in this situation. You can't possibly comprehend what it's like, right? Maybe you think it'll be cold, like touching an ice cube. But I can be warm, too. Just like I was as a human. I can feel any way you want, but if you truly want to experience this, I have to tell you that it will change your life. When you touch a ghost like this, it bonds you together. And then, once you die, it probably means you'll be stuck with me. Hopefully that's not a horrible thing for you, but I encourage you to keep your life until then, at least. You know, I can still watch over you. I mean, I know we just met, but life is pretty boring for me. And you've honestly been some of the only fun I've had around here. So yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I would enjoy watching over you. Now, why don't you give me your hand? Come on, I'm not that scary. I promise it won't feel bad at all. This feels so warm. I'm sorry if I scare you sometimes. I know all of this is probably quite overwhelming. I honestly don't even know what I'm doing sometimes. Real people are scary too. I'm already dead, so I'm not much of a threat, but people who are still alive can be some of the scariest. Humans can be cruel to us. And I envy those that can hold someone, kiss them, tell them all the sweetest things in the world, to be able to live, to breathe, to feel every little detail. That's what I'm jealous of. Something I wish so badly. Something that I never got. And being able to hold your hand like this brings me a little closer. I honestly adore those who sympathize for the dead. I can say I have lots of regrets, at least from when I was alive, but I honestly just want to experience something. When I was alive, I was goofing around and I never really took care of myself. I guess I just had lots that I should have done better. I never thought it was important to take care of myself and didn't think it was worth giving someone else my time. I didn't think I was worthy of love. If someone wanted to love me, then they would tell me, right? And with not a single confession, you probably know how the story goes. You're one of the first humans I've met in a long time that gave me any time of day. And you know, I've always thought that the cliche of love at first sight was a bit dumb, but I like this. I don't mind being able to be held like this. And you're very, very pretty. Your eyes, the way your hands move. Feeling you so warm. You were scared of me. I can tell the longer that we're together, the more comfortable you get. I can tell your heart rate's gotten faster. Whether it be out of fear or something more, you seem to be interested. It's as if you feel something for me. Tell me, are you missing something? Are you just like me? Are you wanting to feel something more genuine? To feel like you've achieved something? Maybe it's finally finding someone to be with. To be alongside them. To experience all those awkward, flustered situations. I think it's nice. It's so nice to tease you like that. I could take you around and see the type of person you really are. Of course, I can never predict how long I'll be able to stay here. How long you'll be able to see me before I disappear. But at this point, I just want to feel complete. I want someone to complete me. And I'm sure I can bring something like that from you, right? Maybe to feel love. Or something like it, at least. You'd be living the life I ever wanted. And I can give that to you. You look so lost, so lonely. All of those emotions that I felt too. I can fix that. And you feel so warm. Feels like you're becoming part of me every passing second. I understand your thoughts and they're not bad. I understand. Your efforts, your hard work. I know you truly care. And that's what really hurts. But you're so wonderful. And I'm so proud. I just want to be with you. I want to be the person that you can see in the morning. And I know you are quite the deserving person, my darling. My darling. I want to show you something, is that okay? It's something I haven't shown anybody before. I want to show you my memory. I want you to understand why I think you're so important. They'll make you feel the way that you want to be with me. You want to kiss me for long, long hours and hold me. And you may wish that I was alive. But for now, let's just be here. So that I can be here for you. And I'll never leave you. let's just have fun, okay? And we forget about everything else. Nothing about the past or the future. Just us. And I guess I can show you a thing or two of what ghosts are capable of.